что это твой раба Эфраим Брахфилд.
Already.
Good morning. A few thoughts on this week's parasha, Parashas Kedoshim. It's a beautiful Sfasemes. Sfasemes says, Ish imoy ve'uviv tiru ve'shafsois ha'tishmoyu ani Hashem Elokeichem. So Rashi already asked what's the connection between Ish imoy ve'uviv tiru and the mitzvah of Shabbos. And Rashi brings the Malam Chazal that when parents tell a person to be Mechal Shabbos, he doesn't have or shouldn't listen. The Sfasemes gives a different explanation. Rashi says, what does it mean? Ish imoy ve'uviv tiru. An example of Rashi is lo yeshev v'mekoymo. A person shouldn't sit in the place of his parents. Says Sfasemes, the Rebbeinu Shalom is also called a father. Avinu Malkeinu. How are we supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of lo yeshev v'mekoymo? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kvoidoy mulei oylam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Lo yeshev v'mekoymo means don't kvyuchel sit in a Rebbeinu Shalom place. Acknowledge that everything that you see around you is all from the Rebbeinu Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechadesh b'chadim tuvit ma'aseh bereishis, and don't fool yourself as thinking that I'm running the world. Lo yeshev v'mekoymo. How will you do that? The Torah says, v'shabsoi sait ishmoyu. Through the mitzvah of Shabbos, when a person says Kiddush and he's made, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh constantly the world, this will give the person the right perspective of lo yeshev v'mekoymo. But lo yeshev v'mekoymo also refers to different people, looking at different people. There's a puzzling story in the Gemara in Tarnas. The Gemara says, Ma'ase shibur Rabbi Luzer b'Rabbi Shimon mi'migdal gedoyr mi'beis Rabbi. One day, Rabbi Luzer b'Rabbi Shimon came from his Rebbe. V'yeruchev alachamoy, he was riding a donkey, metay lasfasanur, and he was riding along the river. V'sumach simche gedoyr, he was very happy, very excited. V'yisodato y'gaso ulav mipnei shelumat toira harbe. Obviously, he learned a lot of Torah, and therefore, he was very happy, very excited. Nizdamen lo yudam echot, a person, a random person, came, shoyim mechur b'yoysev, was very ugly. Rashi says, refers to Eliyahu HaNavi, Tosfos. Omer aloy, shulem odeichu Rebbe, he greeted Rabbi Luzer b'Rabbi Shimon, v'lo hichzer loy, there was no answer. Omer aloy, reike kamo mechur oysu ish, how ugly is this person? Words that Rabbi Luzer b'Rabbi Shimon said. Shemu, kol b'nei ichu mechurim kamo yisru. Are all people in your town as ugly as you are? Huma aloy, ain't you there? I'm not sure. Eloleich ve'emoyr le'uman shersani. Go to the craftsman who created me and tell him, kamo mechur klizeh shersiso. Tell him that you're not happy with the creation that he did. Kaven sheyuda be'atzmo shechutu. When Rabbi Luzer b'Rabbi Shimon realized he said something he shouldn't have said, Yurat min achamoyr v'nishtateach lefuna v'maloy nanesi lechum mechoyli. Forgive me, sorry for saying what I said. I shouldn't have called you a ish mechur, a ugly person. V'maloy eini moyche lechum. No, I'm not forgiving you. Ad sheteylech le'uman shusani ve'emor loy kamo mechur klize shosiso. First go to the craftsman, go to the creator who created me and tell him you're unhappy. They traveled together till they came to his town. The townspeople came to welcome Rabbi Luzer b'Rabbi Shimon, and they said, they greeted him, Shulem Aleichu, Rebbe, Rebbe, Moiri, Moiri. Umar Elohim, so this ugly person asked, Lemiatem Koirim Rebbe, Rebbe, who are you referring to when you say, my Rebbe, my Rebbe? This person who's walking with you. Umar Elohim, im ze Rebbe, if this is a Rebbe, al yirbu kemoyso b'yisur. Amr Elohim, if neymar, why are you so sharp? Umar Elohim, kach v'kach usali. This was the story. He called me an ugly person, and therefore, I'm not happy the way he spoke to me. Amr Elohim, afal pichein, mechoyle. Still, forgive him. Shudam Gudel Batori, who he's a great Talmud Chuchim, Umar Elohim, Bishvilchem Hareinu Moichle. Because of your request, I'll forgive him. Ubilvad, on condition, Shlo Yehei Rugi Las Eskein. You shouldn't continue speaking that way. very, very difficult to understand. A regular person wouldn't call someone ugly and seeing him on his physical appearance, and especially not Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. How should you understand what happened here? So the Tzaddik HaKohen in this week's parasha says, of course, he wasn't referring to his physical appearance. He would never call someone an ugly person. He understands that Boishim created different people differently, and there's no reason to judge or call a person ugly of his physical appearance. But when Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon saw him, he saw much deeper than that. And he saw that the person from a spiritual perspective was a very ugly person, a great sinner. And therefore he saw to him, when he saw him, he rebuked him. A mitzvah in this week's parashah, and he said, "How ugly are you? Is it just you? Is it all the people around you?" He was shocked to see a person, such a low person. And the answer of that person was, go to the Creator who created me. What's the answer? If we're talking about a spiritual lowness, ugliness, we're speaking about someone who sinned, wasn't he right for rebuking him? He fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa. What was the... And we see later from the story, he asked for forgiveness. He said, "Mecholi," and as the Gemara says, "Shkeven Shiyuda be'atzmo shechut," he realized he did something wrong. What did he do wrong? The answer is that even when a person sins, it's still a creation of the Bein Hashem. The Bein Hashem created every person different. Everyone has his own struggles, own nisyonos. What is easy for one person might be very challenging for another person. It's right, you have to rebuke another person. But looking at him and judging him and calling him Odom Mechur, this was wrong. There was a lack, for the level which we expected of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, there was a lack of understanding that this person, Lech Le'uman Shosani, even these struggles are also all from Molek Halurets Kevoidri. And maybe for you, it's very hard to understand how a person can sin that much. But it might be very different from someone else's perspective.
But you said it was in your own perspective.
He was disguising himself to teach him a lesson. Yeah. With this, we can understand the beginning of the Pusuk. The Pusuk says, Loisisno es achicho bilvovechu, hoicheach techer es amisech vloisiso ulovchet. As the Chaim HaKudosh, Lesisno esochicho b'livovecho. Lesisno means hatred. Hatred is an emotion. The Pusik should have said, Lesisno b'livovecho esochicho. The hatred is being felt in the heart. Lesisno b'livovecho, don't hate in your heart. Who? Esochicho, your brother. Why does the Torah say, Lesisno esochicho b'livovecho, and not Lesisno b'livovecho esochicho? Says Rav Nachman Mendel Briminov, Pshat in the Pusik is like that. Loisisno esochicho, don't hate your brother. Why do you hate him so much? Do you know why? Because bilvovecho. You look at him from your own heart, from your own perspective. You judge him the way that you feel and you understand he should be behaving, and therefore you're shocked and surprised. How come he did that and that? Loisisno esochicho, don't hate him because you judge him bilvovecho from your own heart. Look at him from his heart. Try to appreciate, perhaps his struggles are something which you will never understand. It doesn't justify the act of the person. It's not an excuse, but still it has to be taken into consideration when a person is judged. And therefore the Torah continues, a beautiful explanation of Rabbi Gedal Yeshor, who said, Tisu means lifting up. Don't make the sin greater than what it is. When you rebuke someone, when you judge someone, make sure that you understand the sin the way it is. Don't make the sin greater than it really is. With this, you might understand as well the story the Gemara brings about the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Now, the Me'asvir, we mourn the loss of the 24,000 Talmid Rabbi Akiva. And as the Gemara says, the reason is because there was a lack of respect amongst them, and therefore they were punished these days, and therefore we have certain halachos which we keep in remembering that. Now, we're not sure what Rabbi Akiva taught them, but very possibly, when Rabbi Akiva is the Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, he was famous for he's saying, Umar Abakive, Vuahaftu Lerachu Kamoichu Zekral Gudel Batoyre. We assume that that's something which he taught them as well. You might say it only, he said it only after that story. But presumably that's something which he emphasized while teaching them. How can it be that from all Tamid Rabbi Akiva, they had a lack of respect amongst each other? If it was so important for the Rebbe, and said, Zeklal Gudel Batoyre, we would assume that there was great love amongst them. And I heard once a beautiful explanation. The Leinahagu Kuvet Zeleze is not a contradiction of V'hacht Lerech Kumoich, on the contrary. It was because they loved each other so much, they had a lack of respect. Why? Because when the Rebbe Rabbi Akiva taught whatever he taught, 24,000 Talmidim have different understanding of what the Rebbe says. Everyone understands what the Rebbe said slightly different. Now when one Chavrisa heard how his friend, his good friend, his Chavrisa, is learning the words Divrei Elokim Chaim from his Rebbe in a different way, it bothered him. It took very much to heart. It was something very critical for him. And therefore he said to his friend, the Rebbe didn't say that. The Rebbe meant something else. And they were arguing. And the other friend, who was a true person, said, no, I understand what the Rebbe said, like that and like that. Now if they wouldn't love each other so much, big deal. So you understand the way you do, and I understand the way I do. But if someone is so close to your heart, and it's something so critical as a Torah's rabbi, then you wouldn't let him get off. And therefore there was, it doesn't say there was a hatred amongst them. Though in the Hagakuvit there was some sort of lack of respect. How can I respect you the same way when I see that you derive from what I understand is the true path? Therefore, wouldn't have been V'haft L'Echa Kumoichu, so everyone would go his way. Because it was so close to their hearts, and our heart of was so important for them, therefore, loy nahage kuvut zeh lezeh. Sorry?
Is chavisa because of that?
That's another question. So, what was the mistake? The mistake was that just like everyone understands, k'shem shepar tzufeyem shoynes, that the appearance of every person is different. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created no two people the same. Kach da'ateim shoynes. And when your friend understands it differently, it's not that you are right and he is wrong. Eilu ve'eilu, divrei Elokim chaim. Both might be right. And therefore, their lack of respect came from a lack of understanding, from a judgment, from thinking that everyone has to be alike. As we said before, don't use your heart or your intellectual when you judge and try to persuade someone else. This is a very interesting question on this mitzvah of Recheach Techeres Amisecho. There's a famous saying of the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov used to say, Kol neguim shudam roye chutz minige atzmoy, which means a Kohen can look a different neguim, but not as at his own neguim. Said the Baal Shem Tov, what it means as well is, Kol neguim shudam roye chutz, all blemishes which a person sees outside himself by others, comes minige atzmoy. The root is shortcoming in himself. In other words, if you are perfect, you won't see anything bad by your friend. And that's a chesed the Boishim did with a person. Because when a person looks at himself in the mirror, he only sees perfection. So the Boishim shows him the shortcomings of someone else to know what he has to work on. However, how should we understand the mitzvah of Recheach Techeres Amisecho? Who should rebuke his friend? Only someone has the same shortcomings. If you would be perfect, you wouldn't see the shortcomings, you wouldn't be able to rebuke him. So how do you see in the first place he did something wrong? If someone sees someone doing something wrong, then it comes minige atzmoy, then the only person who can rebuke is someone who is lacking, perhaps not exactly in the same way, but somehow in the same way, has a similar shortcoming than that person. It's very difficult to understand. However, what the Baal Shem Tov meant is the following. There's another very famous concept of the Baal Shem Tov, that whatever a person sees is not in vain. When the Baruch Shem Bashguche made that you should see a certain thing, then it must be that there is a tehillah, there is a reason for it. There's a famous story when the Toldos who came to the Baal Shem Tov and he met him the first time and they discussed many lofty topics, and then the neighbor who was a non-Jew knocked on the door. He was a handyman. He came from door to door and asked people if they need to fix something. So he knocked at the door and he asked, Rabbi Sewell, do you have something you need to fix? So the Rebbe said, no. He was busy with learning with the Toldos, and therefore he said, no. So the guy repeated again, maybe, look in your drawers, maybe you find, maybe there's something you have to fix. So the Baal Shem Tov said to that, to the Toldos, you see, what the guy is saying to me is a heaven, is a message from heaven. The Baal Shem wants me to think and to look at myself if there's anything I have to correct. Therefore he said the words, Rabbi Sewell, is there anything that you have to fix? The Toldos said, I can't accept it. I can't accept that. This non-Jew will be a messenger from Shemaim to tell you that you have to correct yourself. It can't be. I can't accept it. Hashem said, not you can't accept it, you don't want to accept it. Not you can't, you don't want to. He goes out and he's thinking of what he learned, and together with that story, very strange story, and suddenly there's a wagon driving in front of him, and the whole wagon turned over. The driver goes out and tries to pick up the whatever fell off, and he asked the Toldos, please, can you help me picking up these things? And he was so busy in his thought, he said, I can't help you now. So he said, not you can't help me, you don't want to help me. Not you can't, you don't want, the same words that his Rebbe told him, and he realized that his Rebbe is right. He went back and became one of the close Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. So when a person witnesses something, when a person sees someone sinning, it must be for a reason. So the Baal Shem Tov said, "Kol neguim shodam roye chutz," must be the reason is, because you have to correct yourself. So we ask, who says? Maybe the reason why you see it is because you have to help the other person, because you have to fulfill the mitzvah of a chet, cheres amisechu. Who said the reason why you see it is a proof of your own shortcomings? Maybe it's the reason why you see it because you are the person who could speak to him. You might have a good language to him. You might help him. And therefore you see it. Why is that a proof that it comes from your own shortcomings? The answer is, two people could look at the same story, but they see something very different. One person, when he sees someone doing something wrong, he sees mainly something which has to be fixed. He sees something where he can be helpful in correcting that person, helping that person. He doesn't concentrate in seeing a bad person, as seeing a person who is mechur, who is ugly. Mainly what he sees is, there's a situation which has to be helped, and I'm here and I can help it. Another person will not concentrate on that. He'll mainly see the bad side of the story. He may see a bad person and be filled with upsetness and hatred. How can a person do that? Why is he behaving that way? So he has to understand what is he seeing and why is he seeing it. If whatever you see has a reason, so the first person, what did he see? He mainly saw something which needs to be rectified. If so, the second person sees something completely different. He might as well see a chance to rebuke the other person, but mainly he sees the shortcomings and the ra in the other person. If that's what he sees, this has a different reason. Why do you see that? And the answer is, because the Baal Shem Tov wants to help you to become a better person. And if you look in the mirror, you won't see any shortcomings. It's much easier to show you these same shortcomings by someone else, and therefore, kol neguim shudam roye chutz miniga atzmoi. And therefore, we understand also the connection between the pusik v'chech techeres amiseichu and the next pusik of v'ohavtu reachu kumoichu ani Hashem. As tomorrow is the Yutzat of B'Shail of Kerestil, I thought it's maybe fitting to share with you a story. As Reb Shaila was famous for seeing only the good in other people, respect people which many others wouldn't respect. He was a tzaddik who didn't see the ugliness of other people, maybe physically, people who no one wanted to go near them, or maybe spiritually, people who were very far from Yiddishkeit, and still he showed great love to them. So I'd like to share with you a story of the unique way how Rav Shaila used to rebuke someone, how he used to fulfill the mitzvah of a chert chers amisech. There was a person who... a person who had great financial difficulties. And he came to the Rebbe, he came to Rav Shaila, and he said, Rebbe, please give me a bruche. And the Rebbe listened to him. and gave him a bruche. Gave him a bruche, should be successful. He went back home, and after a few weeks things changed, and slowly things got better and better. And till he made quite some money, and everything changed around him. The next year he decided he go back to his Rebbe and report what happened. Sometimes people go to a Rebbe, go to Tzaddik, ask for Bruche, and they never say back whatever happened. And the Tzaddik is continuing davening for them. So a person has to report and has to say if anything changed. So he went back and he said to the Rebbe, Rebbe, your Bruche worked. Things completely changed. The Rebbe said, tell me more about it. He said, yeah, came back and business went very well. There's just one problem, he said. What's the problem? Suddenly I have so many new family members I never was aware of. Every now and day someone knocks at my door, I'm a far relative of you, can you please help me? And it just gets too much. It's just too much on my head, again. They say a story, someone came to the Chofetz Chaim, someone who was Oisik B'Tzorcha Klal. And he said to the Gaburim, he has a very important question to ask to the Chofetz Chaim. The Gaburim said, now is not the time, but he used his push, his influence, and he got in. So they told him, the Chofetz Chaim is now eating a seder, you can join him, and ask your live question afterwards when you finished. So the Chofetz Chaim said the Mizmor, the one says by seder, Gam ki Ach, toy v'chesed yedifuni kol yimei chayev v'shafti v'es Hashem lo yirich yumen. The Chofetz Chaim asked that person, what does he mean? Ach, toy v'chesed yedifuni kol yimei chayev. Redifa means to run after someone. Redifa is not used usually for good things. Redifa is used for someone who comes with a knife running after someone. He is a roidif. What does it mean? Ach, toy v'chesed yedifuni kol yimei chayev. How can toy v'chesed be roidif a person? And he straight away answered, because there are people who feel that the Toiv and Chesed is a burden for them. And it is like a redifa. So the Melech said to that person, you should know, there are things which are worse. Daven that, ach, Toiv and Chesed, the funi, just Toiv and Chesed, only this should be the burden of a person. And the person was there, said, thank you, he walked up, stood up and walked out. So the Gabba told him, you said you have a big question, are you not asking your question? No, I got an answer to my question. What was this question? Because he was so busy with Tzorcha Klal, he had an argument at home, if it's right to give away so much time and to be oisik with all kinds of other things, when he has his own life, his own family, and his own things, his business which he has to look after, which is suffering. So they were discussing what should do, maybe should reduce part of the Klal work. So they decided, we'll go to the good Lado and we'll ask him. But I received my answer already. I know my answer and therefore I can go home. So that person was complaining to Abshaila and said to Abshaila, it's getting too much. So Abshaila said, I understand, it's getting too much. We'll have to do something. And he suddenly asked him, who are the people? Tell me some names of people who live in your town. And he said, that person and another person. And Abshaila writes down all the names. Then he says, you know what? The only reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu gives money to a person is to help others. If it's hard for you, why should you have that burden? Let's give it over to someone else. Let's give over to someone else the panus, and he will help others, and then you are free, no people will bother you, and all will be fine. The person wasn't expecting such an answer. So he said, no, it's fine, it's okay, I'm happy to. He said, no, you don't need to help any other people, it's fine. Let's give it over to someone else, and you'll be able to have a quiet life. And the person started crying and saying to the Rebbe, I really, really, really want to change. Please leave it the way it is. So Shai said, you know what? We'll take all the names. We'll put it in a bag. And we'll also enter your name in that bag. And we'll choose a name. If your name comes up, it seems to me that you are the right person to share your wealth with others. If another person comes up, so then probably he'll do a better job. You can imagine the feelings of remorse that the person had while Abshaila was slowly putting his hand in his bag, and he really said to the Isat, it's really taking on himself to help others, and then Abshaila took out the name, and it was his name. So this is a nice way of a chech, the chech is amisechu, without giving him lengthy musadushes, he just showed him what the right way is. I think we'll leave it with that. It's Shabbos. Yeah.
Amen.